Welcome to Project Cargo Weekly. This is yet a new online interview, and our special guest of honor today is Mr. Willy Bors. He is the corporate network manager of TIBA, based in Valencia in Spain. Very welcome to this interview, Willy.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Bo.
Good morning to you, too. Good to see you there. I always allow my accused or interviewees, so to speak, to give a brief introduction about themselves, how they ended up in shipping and logistics in the first place. How about you, Willy? Can you please give us an explanation?
I can give you an explanation. Personally, let me just start. I'm Dutch from origin. I've been living in Spain for 51 years. Mm-hmm. I'm with the Romeo Group since 1986. The Romeo Group is a family-owned company in Spain, one of the leading shipping, if not the leading shipping Spanish person, family-owned companies with several divisions. As I said, I joined in 1986, really as a bet with my colleagues to see who got the job first. And I succeeded, I won the bet. So, I've been in the Romeo Group in shipping and the last 20 years really only in forwarding in TIBA, but I joined in Valencia. We were agents for Evergreen. Then I was located to the Canary Islands where we set up the offices in 1990, mm-hmm. where we were ship agents also for Evergreen, but also for Likes Line, for mm-hmm. Campship, for Cameroon Shipping Line. All these nice shipping lines that do not longer exist. And then I set up the offices for Evergreen in Tunisia, where I stayed 4 years. And as I said, since 2002, I'm back in Spain and as manager for TIBA, and now as corporate manager for everything that is outside of TIBA's own offices. So I'm really, as my boss says, the Minister of Foreign Affairs for TIBA.
That's quite impressive, Willy. I must say, you seem to have done well and you've been outside the Beltway. You lived in different countries. So that always gives a lot of experience. What can you tell our viewers here about TIBA, the TIBA group as such? You said you had a liner agency, you were agents for ships, but you also do forwarding, project forwarding.
Let me just separate and start properly. The Romeo Group has divisions for shipping agency. TIBA is 100% forwarding.
TIBA
was set up in 1975, really as a custom broker and at that time booking agents for the different lines that the Romeo Group represented, which was the main focus at that time, ship agencies. Obviously, yep. all the lines either went bankrupt or were merged. So now we still are agents for Evergreen, but sub-agents in several countries. And we do still quite some ship agency-related activities, but not as TIBA.
Right.
As Romeo. TIBA is 100% forwarder. And really, since the last 20 years, we have developed very much focused on Latin America. We did not go into Europe. We have offices in Spain and in Portugal. We have offices in Algeria. We have offices in Mozambique and Angola and Cape Verde. This is really because of the Portuguese influence there. Mm-hmm. But our focus has really been on South America. So we are in Mexico, in Guatemala, El Salvador, Panama. We bought a very nice big company in Colombia called Bemel, which is now integrated as TIBA. Mm-hmm. Ecuador, Peru, Chile, Argentina, and Uruguay. Mm-hmm. Dominican Republic, we have an office there as well. That is about it. Let's put it this way.
That's very impressive. I mean, all of these Latin America, Central America, and South American countries is it's quite a coverage you have there. And they are all under the name of TIBA in each country.
They're all under the name of TIBA. And they're all 100%, well, not 100%, you cannot, but they're all majority owned by the Romeo Group or TIBA Group.
Yes.
So it's not a subsidiary or whatever, it's own company. except Bemel, which is still as a fiscal name on the Bemel, but 100% owned by Tiba.
Okay. The name Tiba, now I don't know Spanish. I only know gracias and cervezas, but does Tiba mean, is it an abbreviation or does it mean anything?
No, it doesn't mean anything. And it's really very, very nice story as well, but I don't want to take too much time. But it's when we set up the company, right. The first thing that you needed was a telex machine. Well, no, most of the people who will see this would maybe remember what a telex machine is, but right. Especially the young people won't. But telex machine, you had an answer back.
Right.
And when we applied for the number, I can still remember because I joined the company in the telex machine room. It was not 99099TIBA. And when we set up the company, we said, well, what name do we give it? Well, we have Tiba, which is already registered in the email address. So why not call it Tiba? So this is where Tiba comes from.
You and I belong, I think, to the same generation. I also remember the telexes with the long paper thing there.
Yes. Different from what you have now.
But it worked, and we were as happy then as we are now, I think.
Exactly.
So, about project cargo and various, you know, logistics is a wide field. I mean, you have experience in moving also heavy pieces, don't you?
Yes, we have a great experience in moving heavy pieces already before really Tiba set up its project division in, 2000-2001.
Okay.
But before that, we were already moving a lot of heavy pieces, mainly because of the different ship agencies that we represented it.
Yeah.
Especially Flota Mercante, Likes Line, things like that. They were not only containers, they were also heavy load and general cargo. And since 2001, we have a dedicated team in Spain for project cargo, which we have also created in our offices in Mexico, in Colombia, in Peru, in Chile, and Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
All centralized in Latin America by one control tower. In Spain, for instance, we did a lot for the America's Cup here that was here in Valencia. We moved a lot of all the vessels around to Europe and nice. All the pieces here. We've done a lot of windmill in Mexico and in Guatemala, mm-hmm. a lot of generators, beer cylinders tanks mm-hmm. in Mexico and also in Colombia. In Colombia, we do a lot of break bulk as well, just for general break bulk cargo, but also a lot of heavy machinery, mining machinery, caterpillars, things like that. Mm-hmm. Here in Spain, we did a very big, we loaded the biggest air generator from Japan to Spain for testing, which was a 280 tons piece that had to be moved by road during 10 days, which was there's a nice video there on YouTube. Can check. We have experience. Also, a lot of industrial projects like relocation of factories from Spain, tile factories that moved to India and to China, textile factories that used move to Pakistan, Bangladesh, and things like that. So, we're involved in different areas.
It sounds like you really have a very wide experience in the heavy field, and many of our viewers, as you might know, they are into project cargo and so on. Mm. One question, of course, comes to mind, since we are not ship owners. Do you also face the same problem in Spain, as I hear from many other interviewees, about the ship owners, or some of them are being fully booked, the nose is in the sky, and the price is ridiculous? Is that the same in your area?
Yes, this is the same. We have the same problem, not only in Spain, but also in South America, where we also handle a lot of solar projects, where all the trackers and things that used to move in containers, because there's no containers, are moving in break bulk, and it's the prices and to get space is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
there is a big surge again in project or break bulk vessels, and demand is increasing. And because of a lot of vessels were scrapped or reconverted, it's difficult to find regular space now. And charter prices are rock high.
We have the same problem. Yeah, no, we've heard the same. We also see in recent times that some of the shipping lines are certainly even buying up freight forwarders to compete directly with the traditional freight forwarders. Some of the big lines, including the one behind you that bought a big one in Africa, right?
Yes. Yeah, but I think this is more focused on the port activities that they have. We will not say the names, but
exactly.
Everybody knows. Start with a B, no? So, okay. Yeah, you see it also. Your neighbors down, they are buying up all kind of forwarders. Yes. CMA is doing the same. So, yeah.
It seems to be a trend, and they certainly have money in the bank to do so now. So
they have. So it's difficult to see which market sector they're exactly going to focus on. You see that some of the normal, let's say, container carriers, they were focusing on project cargo shipments because of the lack, because they had not, they had plenty of space available. And now, obviously, this is taken out again. So, yeah, we'll see what is going to happen.
It's hard times, yeah. So would you say that you mentioned very clearly that you focus a lot on South America, but you also said that you had been yourself in Tunisia, you are in Algeria. Is North Africa, given the location of Spain, also priority market for you?
Yes, we have the Romeo Group has offices in Tunisia, Algeria, and Morocco. Mm-hmm. Tiba is only in Algeria, but from the Romeo point of view, North Africa or the Maghreb, better said, has always been a focus point in our family history. Let's put it this way.
Right.
At the moment. Yeah, the situation between Spain and Algeria has been a bit difficult over the past 6 months. But I think with the relocation of production centers that is being taking place, one of them being Mexico, another Turkey, but also Morocco and Tunisia, which has always been a production center for Europe, but lost a bit of its space. Over the last years, will be coming back now that people are relocating their production centers.
I mean, we can of course hope that some production being endlessly positioned in China will be moved out. I mean, especially now since they are so active with Corona restrictions, I think some production will definitely move closer to the home markets, not be so far away. If you're depending too much on one market, you have a headache, right?
Yes, I agree. I think we might as well bring them a lot of them back to Europe itself, but this is another story.
then we need to see what our politicians will do. But yes, like you say, that's another long story. But how do you see the market? Has Corona influenced, of course, it hangs together with what we just talked about, but the current Corona situation in Spain, are you open and no mask and you can go everywhere now?
Yes, Spain is totally open. You can go everywhere. Mask is only needed in hospitals and in pharmacies. And when you fly, and when you go on the train, I think as well, but I'm not sure because I don't go by train normally. But for the rest, we are very, over the Corona crisis. Let's put it this way. Yeah. There's still cases, mind you, but it's like a light flu. I had Corona myself, and it was more I had more problem with my CERT vaccination than with really with the corona itself. Yeah. Put it this way.
Yeah, but, it's
but it's something that we all need to live up to, because you never know. Next day we have the same problem again in September, October, when the virus now with the the heat here in Spain. I think everything is quite under control, but you never know when it starts slowing, getting colder again.
And coming from the from Holland or Netherlands, and being so many years in Spain, I suppose it's a dumb question to ask if you ever miss to go back. But it's been so many years now.
No, not at all. I like going back every now and then, because I like Holland itself very much, and I like when you get there, it's a special feeling. I think the Dutch are different. Living in Spain is nice. South European culture is very nice. I like it much more than the North. But you have to say that there are specific points in the North that are very well taken care of. And I always say it, when you get to Holland, everything is nice and neat. Yes. Perhaps too neat for my liking, but sometimes you say, okay, neat. We could do with a bit of that here in Spain.
As you know, when you meet people, you say, "Are we meeting 4 o'clock Dutch time or Spanish time?"
Yeah. Well, here sometimes I have my own problems, but still, that I try always to keep schedule. But sometimes I'm not so okay. We're just 10 minutes late. Doesn't matter really.
It can happen. Yeah. No, but it sounds interesting. Certainly, Tiba is a bigger group than I originally thought, and I think many of our viewers are interested to know about your strength in Latin America and Central America, and even you are strong in the north of Africa, and of course Spain is a major economy. I've been reading up a little bit on the current status of the Spanish economy. There are some sayings that there's some trouble brewing in Spain, but what can you tell us? How is your country doing?
Spain is always difficult to predict what is happening, but at the moment I think that we might have a big problem in the very near future. We have government that is made out of bits and pieces with different very small local parties, and this does create a big dependency from the major labor party, who is under the pressure of those smaller little parties. Also the price of gas, which although we get all our gas from Algeria, we were have to say stupid enough to have a little of a fight with Algeria. That makes another problem. And then again, we are very much focused on renewable energies. Mm-hmm. And this does not give us 100% coverage. This is a big problem. So in addition, we have quite a bit of a drought at the moment in half the southern part, and even some parts in the north of Spain, which again gives a problem with the hydraulical electricity. This is increasing the cost of living and the price of goods a lot, together with the cost of getting the cargo imported from China or the production centers. So it is a problem. Inflation is much too high, and it seems not yet out of control, but nearly.
I think some parts of Europe will have a cold winter. I saw Germany is starting to ration the gas and electricity now. So yes, we if you want to dance with the devil in the east, you have to pay, it seems.
As far as projects are concerned, Spain is doing well on projects. We had obviously due to Corona, there was a big drought as far as projects stopped or just finished, but not new contracted. Now things are starting to move again.
Yeah.
Also in South America and Central America. So I think this is good for everybody. The oil and gas industry in different parts of the world is moving up again. It was also quite stopped for some time because lack of demand, but now obviously demand is back. So this is also, we are quite involved in the oil and gas
industry. No, it seems the signs are positive. I heard from one ship owner, they were expecting that the oil and gas would almost be non-existing for project shipments, but certainly it's still ongoing as much as is renewable. So it's not only, what can we do if the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine? I mean, we have to have more powers.
Yeah.
But listen, really, very interesting to hear from you on this point, and I really appreciate all your answers here. I want to formally say many thanks for joining this interview.
You're welcome. My pleasure. It was also good seeing you, and I hope that the people enjoy at least. And for any additional information, just contact me.
I'm sure they will. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Willy Bors. He's a corporate network manager of TIBA, based in Valencia, Spain. A most interesting person to talk to. Thank you very much, and stay tuned for further interviews in the near future. Thank you.